Good evening, y'all. It is your girl, Sarah, and welcome back to another episode of Raw Talk. Hello, hi. So I know that it has been long awaited, and it's been a while since my last episode, but we will get into the nitty-gritty details ASAP. So I just want to let you guys know that Raw Talk is finally, officially, also available on Google Podcasts. So that's one step in the right direction, and I am aiming for Apple Podcasts. I've listened to all of my podcasts on Apple Podcasts, and I'm waiting for the day that I'm on Apple Podcasts. So if you guys just continue to listen, and you guys like what you want to hear, or you guys like what you hear, rather, please continue to share, and please continue to listen. Like, it's really important to me that you guys do that, because then it will be available on more and more platforms across, you know, the interwebs. But I do want to pause for one moment and let you guys hear a word from our sponsor. If you guys have been listening to every episode, you guys already know we're going to be talking about my sponsor, which is Anchor. So I'll be with you in just a moment. All right, guys. Thank you for sitting through the good old ad placement that we have there. Word from our sponsor. So let's get into it. First things first, how the hell are ya? It's been a while. I hope everyone's doing well. I don't even remember the last time I posted. Probably has to be around New Year's. So I hope everyone had a good New Year's. It's been about a month and a half. It has been a while, and I do apologize, but I will explain myself because I do feel bad. All right. So I hope everyone, again, had a good New Year's and had a good Thanksgiving and a good Christmas and all that fun stuff. If I never got to ask in the previous episodes. Mine went well, then I kind of hit a rock wall, and then I fell, and climbed into a hole for about a month. So, I do want to let y'all know why I disappeared for that month. A lot has been going on in my life, not horrible, because I obviously know a lot of people have worse things going on in their life, but I had a tough time. A lot of financial struggles, I cried every day at some point, spanning between 5 minutes to 3 hours. I was crying a lot, and I don't want to get into it, but I just want you guys to know that I did fall into a slight depression. I did start eating healthier and going to the gym 4 days a week. Disclaimer, I do eat healthy a lot. I love my fruits, I love my vegetables, I love my chicken. My main issue was timing, portions, and the snacks. My cravings, at least. It wasn't that I just always ate crap, because it wasn't true. But I started eating completely clean, only eating carbs, like, as toast in the morning, and then nothing else the rest of the day, and I was going to the gym 4 times a week, which, I know my body pretty well, and doing something like that would help me lose weight. Well, with all the stress of everything, I'm assuming it's stress, we're gonna give it another month, hopefully stress-free, see if it changes. But for that month and a half of doing that, and I only slipped up maybe 5 times, I lost 1 pound, and then I gained it back. So it was very discouraging for me. Like, I'm still doing it. I mean, I took a few days off because, like, at that point, it's like, why? But I do know, I guarantee it's from all the stress I was going through financially and not knowing what to do and just lots and lots and lots of just stress. So that kind of pushed me even down more, because I was like, oh, great. So, like, now I'm not losing weight, and I know that I usually would, and all this. Basically, guys, just long story short, it's a mess. It was a mess. So I figured out a way to kind of fix a lot of my financial problems. I decided to take a loan out of my 401k. I had about almost $8,000 in there, and I'm taking a big chunk out to pay off my credit cards, basically in the long run, so I can go back to school. That's another thing, because if you guys know me or you guys have been listening, you understand that school means a lot to me. So it was just everything snowballing into one thing, and it was just so tough. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to record for Raw Talk today. We're going to talk about this. And I just wouldn't get to it. It's just very exhausting. So I do feel bad, because, like, one, this is my like side job. I love rock. I like love podcasts, and I'm just so proud of what this has become. Even if it's not as huge as most people that I listen to, what it has become is a milestone. So I'm very, very proud of what we have here at Raw Talk, the little base we have, the community who listens to me ramble on and on. But, so I felt bad for not recording, but you know, shit happens, guys. Life happens. It's gonna happen. There's nothing we can do. So I just wanted to clear the air and let everyone know where I was. But yeah, so today's episode, we're going to talk about what I just said. I mentioned weight loss in there and health journeys, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some of my favorite things that I like to buy every time I go grocery shopping. And then we're going to talk about some things I do and things that I know I swear by, and just some tips, tricks, products, things, food, and all things health. So I'm pretty excited. Now, one thing that's a very, very large or common misconception is that people that are overweight or fat don't know anything about nutrition. And that's something that I really want to get rid of in society, is that misconception. Like, yes, I am 330 pounds and I am extremely overweight and I have been obese my whole life, basically since I was 8. That doesn't mean that I'm not knowledgeable. That doesn't mean I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know how to lose weight. I don't know what to eat. I don't know what's good for me. That is such an insane misconception that I just can't wrap my head around it. So I'm going to help, you know, twist that around. So for starters, I am 5'3", and I weigh 330 pounds. That is morbidly obese. Now, I do believe in BMIs, although sometimes it doesn't always mean you're healthy or not. But for me, I never really had high blood pressure, but recently I have been having spurts of high blood pressure. And there was something else. Oh, high insulin levels, not insulin. Sugar levels. So, because I love sandwiches, I love bread. So, basically, wow, I just had a blank, guys. I'm so sorry. So basically, I'm doing it, obviously, because I'm fat and I don't want to be. I'm very body positive and I love myself and I love everything about myself. I love my personality and I think that a lot of people need to have a very outgoing personality and not care what others think. And while I love myself in all forms, it doesn't matter who you are. You can love yourselves to the end of the earth, because I know many people that are body positive, but some days you're going to have rough days and you're just going to say, you know what, I don't love everything. And while that's true for the most part, I love so much about me. I just hate shopping for clothes because nothing ever to me looks well on me, doesn't go well with my body, and doesn't look good. And I just want to be comfortable in nice clothes. I wear almost the same thing every day, and that's one of my biggest downfalls, is I wear like the same thing because I hate grocery shopping. No, I love grocery shopping. I hate shopping for clothes because I hate trying it on and being like, oh, this is a 3X. This is gonna fit. And then I try it on and it doesn't fit. It's just, I don't like shopping for clothes. So that's the main reason why I also want to lose weight. Not because I have to, because I do, per se, my doctor. But, you know, whatever. So we're gonna skip forward. So first thing we're gonna start with is groceries. Now, grocery shopping, I did say I love. I don't at the same time. I love it because I love food and I love getting my favorite things to eat every time I go grocery shopping, because I just love it. I'm going to talk about my obsessions soon. Like, I can't. but I hate it because I just hate, like, fighting through the crowds, and I just hate that aspect of it. But my top things, the things I buy every single time I go grocery shopping, and I'm talking about basically for me. Now, Zachary doesn't eat healthy. He likes Lunchables and snack cakes and crap. So I go shopping for both of us, but for me, the stuff I buy for me every time I go that I think are staples are as follows. So number one, if we're walking into Walmart, produce. I'm always buying mangoes. Mangoes are number one on my list. For the longest time, I was just eating them, and I was pooping a lot. I was doing a lot of pooping. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to see, like, how good these are for me, because I can't stop eating them. Now, I'm going to pause and let you guys know that I'm not on keto. I'm not on a specific diet, and I'm not carb-focused on, like, veggies. I'm focusing my
carb thought on complex carbs. So breads, potatoes, like regular potatoes, not sweet. Bread, potatoes, what else? Was something else? Pastas. Stuff like that, that are like just forms of carbs. So wheat, anything like that, I kind of stay away from. Unless it's for breakfast, I always need to have toast with my eggs. Like, that's what we're going to get to that. But, so I'm not going to look at, say, a mango, because a mango is high in carbs. I'm not going to not eat that, because I'm very, like, very, 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 very adamant about not cutting out fruits and vegetables. Like, I love fruits and I love vegetables, and just because they have carbs doesn't mean I'm not going to eat them. They're natural carbs. I'm not going to kick those out. So I just stick to bread, pasta, and potatoes and stuff like that. So going back to mangoes, I looked up about mangoes, and they're high, so high in vitamin C. They have more beta carotene, which is the stuff that's good for your eyes. They have more beta carotene than carrots. They can help, not reverse diabetes, but help to prevent diabetes. They help with your sugar levels and stuff like that. There was a few other things. They're extremely high in fiber, which is why I found out I was pooping a lot, because I eat at least 4 mangoes a week. I love mangoes. They have all these health benefits, and I was like, dude, I had no idea. Like, I just love them. So, in the produce section, I always, always buy at minimum of 4. Minimum of 4 mangoes, depending on how many I already have in the fridge. Then we're going to walk ourselves straight. Now, I've been buying a lot of frozen broccoli lately, but another staple I buy is broccoli. Broccoli and bell peppers. I love broccoli. I love it in omelets. So I am a plain Jane when it comes to broccoli. I love broccoli the most when it's just steamed and smushy. Smushy bit. Broccoli, I love it. So I am a plain Jane when it comes to broccoli, but I also like to put it in my omelets and in my bell peppers. So I love bell peppers. I buy them every single time because they're so universal. You can dip them in ranch, or dip them in anything. You can eat them alone. Sorry. I have heartburn, so I'm like, let's take my breath away. And I love to put it in my omelets. I use it in chili. I literally use it in everything. If I can put peppers and onions in there, I'm putting it in there. The next thing I buy every time I go to the grocery store in terms of produce are Honeycrisp apples. Woo! I love me a Honeycrisp apple. Oh, my favorite apple on the face of the planet is Honeycrisp. They're so good. They're so juicy. They're a nice intermediate firmness. That makes sense. So they're not super soft like a Mac, but they're not super, super hard like a Granny Smith or a Red Delicious. They're like right in the middle of crisp and soft, and they're so flavorful and so juicy, and I love them. Mwah! Kisses to the chef, guys, let me tell you. So mangoes, broccoli, bell peppers, and what was the other one? What did I just say? Oh my god. What did I just mention? Oh, Honeycrisp apples. Wow. Guys, I literally can't. Okay. So, scooting on down the aisles of the produce section, I always buy grape tomatoes. Now, you know, baby tomatoes, how they either come in the circle sphere, the circly sphere, or the football shape. I always buy the circly sphere. They have 2 different flavors. So the ones that are more football shaped are more tart and sour. And the ones that are circles are more sweet and bursting with flavor. And they're so good. So I always buy those. Now, basically... Oh, and cucumbers. Oh my god, I always buy cucumbers. Every time. Like, I don't buy the full size. I buy the bags. Bags are like the packages or whatever you want to call it. Of the mini cucumbers. Those are my ish. Oh my god, I love them. I also buy the Marzetti brand ranch dip. And I dip those. Oh, and sugar snap peas. Guys, I'm sorry, this is all over the place, but I'm getting excited because I love these veggies. They're so good. And sugar snap peas. And I eat those. I always buy at least 2 to 3 bags at a time because I eat them like no other. So good. Rarely I will buy pineapple because I hate the process of cutting it, and I don't like buying the pre-cut. I'm not spending $8 on pre-cut pineapple. So when I get pineapple, I buy it fresh. It's rare because I hate cutting it, but I'm obsessed with some pineapple. So next, going around the grocery store, going around. For meat, the only thing I ever buy for meat is chicken, chicken breasts, just chicken breast, and ground jerky. That's it. That's all I, that's the only meat that I love and only ever want. I could just live off of chicken and turkey. Like, the love I have for those meats, mwah, I can't. So those are the only meat I ever buy for myself. And typically I don't buy ground turkey breasts. It's almost always the chicken. And I really enjoy the prepackaged chickens. So the ones that come in the little, the bag of, I think, 5 by Purdue. And each one's individually packaged. I love that because you don't have to take out the whole thing out of the freezer. You just take as many as you need out. There you go. Or you can do what I used to do. And I used to, you know, buy the huge ass packs and then put them into freezer baggies. But I don't do that anymore. All right, going down the aisles, we're going to loop around. I always buy cheese. I'm addicted to cheese. Excuse me. Cheese is something I have to buy at the grocery store. I always buy blocks of cheese, at least one or two. And I just go, I love cheese. I love it melted on eggs. I love it melted on crackers or just whole, like just as a snack the other day. I love cheese. I always buy cheese. Keeping in with the produce, kind of. Eggs. I always have at least a carton or two of eggs in my fridge at all times. I swear by eggs. I eat them every day for breakfast. Eggs, like if I don't eat eggs in the morning, I'm gonna have a bad day. That is how you know. I love eggs. They're fantastic. Mwah. So good. So those are the things I buy as a staple every time I go grocery shopping. And then like in the middle aisles, I kind of just tend to buy my nuts and my snacks like that. And frozen veggies, frozen fruits. I actually just picked up a bag of organic frozen pitted sweet cherries so I can put those in my smoothies. I'm gonna move on to supplements, but I bought an amazing protein powder. Oh my god, it's so good. So just to recap, every time I go grocery shopping, my staples are mangoes, broccoli, bell peppers, honey crisp apples, mini cucumbers, baby tomatoes, and then I think I forgot to say onions, and sometimes pineapple. And then we got chicken, ground turkey, and eggs and cheese. Those are my base. Always get. If I don't get it again, it's a wasted shopping trip. So there's that. Next, oh, and water. Oh my god, everyone's like, well, maybe you should just quit drinking soda. I don't drink soda. I don't drink juice. I literally live on water with a dash of coffee. Like water, oh my god, nothing beats a nice ice cold crisp water. I hate flavored water. Unless I'm like in a dire need of a sip of something, I'll be like, babe, can I have a sip of your water? And it's flavored. So like, but it's always, always, always some straight up nice Poland. So good. So good. I love it. Okay. So now that we're done talking about food, because it's going to give me heart palpitations. I love food. I can't stop talking about it. I'm also in my car. So if you hear like the heat that I just turned on, sorry. But if you didn't, perfect. Now you know. So moving on to supplements. Now this one brand that I found on Instagram, because I'm very big into influencers. So I watch a lot of YouTube, follow a lot of people on Instagram. And a lot of them are boss girls, so they own their own companies. Now, this one I found on my own, just surfing through the interwebs of Instagram a while back. And her name is Katie Hearn. Now, this girl is a mama, and she has her husband, who is Hayden Schneider. And her brand, she has multiple. She has Alani Nu, which is a supplement company. Proteins, vitamins, good-for-you energy drinks, pre-workouts, all that stuff. That's what Alani Nu is. She also owns, her and her husband own Onyx and Rose CBD, which is a CBD company. So they sell creams, ointments, bath salts, anything with CBD. And then their third company is Bite Meals. So it's basically kind of like pre-made healthy food that you just get sent to your house. And I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, you don't have to make it. You just put it in the oven. So she has three companies. And while I don't order subscription food services anymore because they just end up sitting in my fridge because I just never have time to cook, and I don't use CBD, I swear by the brand Alani Nu, guys. Her and her husband nailed this shit. Like, so the first thing I ever ordered from them, oh, God, what was it? what? I'm trying to think because I don't want to say this. So the first thing I ever bought, because I never really have money. So I went into GNC one day and I was like, you know what? I love this girl. I love her husband. I love her son. I love their content. Like, I need to buy this. So the first thing I ever bought was their, at the time, it was called Cotton Candy Grape. And it was an energy drink. And I was like, whoa. Like the, and the only thing it had was a few milligrams of sodium. That's it. They had no, I think 1 gram of sugar or no sugar. I don't remember. I'd have to look at a can. But like, biotin and all that healthy shit in a drink. And I was like, dude, this flavor is outstanding. So you know what? Not too long down the line, I bought their pre-workout. No, I bought, what did I buy? Oh, I bought a stress pill because at the job I was working, I was stressed out and crying every day. So I bought the stress pill. The first day I took the stress pill, I had no cares in the world at work. I was just like free-flowing, things that normally would cause me stress. I was like, I don't care. Dude, it literally, so the stress pill that I bought from that company was just mind-blowing. And I was like, okay, great. Like, I need more. Like, I'm sold. Nothing can go wrong. So I then brought I bought a protein powder, and I bought the Fruity Cereal protein. And I was like, yo, this is mind-blowing. I was like, this is nuts. This is great. And like, it didn't dawn on me until, because I also used to be drinking Muscle Milk. And I was like, dude, Muscle Milk is great. And I was like, wait, not as good as Alani knew. Like, after it started clicking in my head and the gears started turning and the smoke started coming out of my ears, I was like, yo, there's a difference with these two. Like, so I picked up my Muscle Milk and I scooped it. And you know how in certain protein powders where it kind of just sticks together like moon sand or like cornstarch or like flour or something, where you like scoop it and it kind of clumps. And I dumped it back in the thing and it just fell in a clump. And I was like, huh. So I picked up the Alani Nu and I put a scoop and I kind of poured it, and it poured like sand, like smooth, like not in clumps, like. And I was like, huh. I was like, that's satisfying. So then I looked at the ingredients and like I compared the macros. Dude, one scoop of Muscle Milk protein was like 29 grams of carbs. Alani Nu, 2 grams. Something like that. It was like 2 or 3. I was like, when I was going back and forth comparing the ingredients, I was like, dude, and I literally dumped my Muscle Milk. I was like, trash. Like, and I don't, no shade against Muscle Milk, because some people don't have to worry about carbs, and you know, it's working for people, and that's fine, because I love the taste of Muscle Milk until I tried Alani Nu. So, oh my god, guys, this is so good. I wish that they would sponsor me, because like, I swear, like, I love it so much. It's so great. So then down the line, I bought the pre-workout. I bought the BCAAs. I ordered the two more kinds of protein. So I bought chocolate-covered cherry, which was a chocolate-covered cherry and chocolate caramels. Those two were Valentine's Day exclusive, so they're not on sale anymore. Sorry, but I had to get it. Dude, they are so, oh, they're so good. It's literally mind-blowing to me. Like, how can something be so good? I actually have one of the pre-workouts with me right now. So let me read you some macros. So for the Alani Nu Pink Guava pre-workout, there is 200 milligrams of caffeine, 500 milligrams of L-tyrosine, 1.6 grams of beta-alanine, 6 grams of L-citrulline malate, 2-to-1 ratio, 200 milligrams of L-theanine, and that's it. The rest is just sodium citrate, so things to keep the it good so it doesn't go bad, and beetroot extract. That's it. Like, I'm telling you, this brand is mind-boggling. I can't even explain it enough. So my top brand for supplements, I don't even offer any other brand. Oh yes, I do. I have one other brand. So I highly recommend Alani Nu if you're trying to get into the game. Their products are extremely clean. You don't have to worry about anything. I promise you there will be, you won't regret it. So please check out Alani Nu. It's ALANINU.com. All right. So the other one I swear by is the GNC brand of vitamins. So I purchased in college the GNC Women's Metabolism and Energy vitamin pack. And it came with, I can't even remember, I'd have to look at the box, but it came with like fish oil, so omega fatty acids. It came with fatty acid booster, a woman's multivitamin, two of those, and something else. But when I was taking those and going to the gym in college every day and eating healthy, I lost 20 pounds in a week, in 2 weeks. Crazy. I still use them to this day. I swear by them. I don't have any issues. It just makes my pee neon yellow because the large amount of B2 or B12. It's one or the other. But I have no issues, no problems with my body. And that's another thing I swear by. So if you're looking into another supplement and you want to try Alani Nu for protein and you want to look into GNC for other stuff, please do. Again, never had a problem. I've been going to GNC since day one. It's great. All right. What other thing that I want to talk to you guys about? Honestly, give me one moment. I'll be back. I really have to go potty. So thanks for bearing with me for those first 25 minutes. And I'll be right back. And yeah, BRB. All right, here we are. We are back. And I'm actually, it's been a few hours. 7, 8, 9, 10. It was about 4.5 hours, guys, since we left off. Now, I'm in the car. My sister's with me, but she's going to be quiet because she thinks she's going to mess everything up. So, anyways, here we are. So, I left off on supplements, things I would recommend. The top things I buy every time I go to the grocery store. Manny, what are things you buy every time you go to the grocery store? Like staples.
Staples for like
food. Like groceries. What do you always buy every time you go to the grocery store that like you can't like
sliced mozzarella?
Oh god, yes. That was on my list. Well, not that, but cheese.
Definitely sliced mozzarella with tomatoes.
Oh god, and that was on my list as well. Cheese and tomatoes.
Yep.
Mm. God, and eggs. I said that
eggs,
earlier.
Definitely
but
eggs.
Yes, eggs. Eggs for days, because you know, god. God, I love eggs. The things I would do. I already said that in the group chat. But the group chat, the podcast. Guys, I don't know what I'm saying. Just let it be. But, so we talked about things. I talked about that. And we talked about supplements. Now, a few tips I have for fat people like me getting into, you know. Or people that don't have as much confidence or the will to go. Because of whatever reasons. My tips to y'all. And my sister's with me, and she can attest to these things. And I force her to do things. She doesn't like it, but isn't that right?
Right.
Right. And yeah, she's a woman of very little words. See, there it is. See, that's what I like. Anyways, it's 11:34 p.m. We're on our way back from the gym. Well, actually, we left the gym. We killed it. We did a nice HIIT workout. So what we did is we did 1 mile on the elliptical as a warm-up. We went into the TRX kind of room at our Planet Fitness, and we did a few TRX rope, like, pull-ups. I don't know how to explain it. I don't know the technical term. I'd have to research it. But we did 3 sets of 10 on those. Then we did 3 sets of 15 seconds of planks, which, yeah. And then we did 3 sets of 15 of squats, where we throw the ball at each other, and as the person catches it, we do a squat. I did sumo squats. They did normal squats, just because I feel like I feel sumo more, because I'm a sumo wrestler, the size of one. Just kidding, not really, but you know what I mean. All right. Maybe it's gonna be a good behind the scenes of my podcast here, because this is really what I do when I'm on my own. I just laugh at myself, and it's just totally fine. And then we followed that by some what I call death steps, where it's just one of the side to side step pedal things where you like whatever. It was something we did two sets of 35, and then we did 3 sets of 20 in terms of crunches. So I did them on the floor just to get them over with instead of waiting for the machine to be used, and Brooke and Mandy used the crunch machine. And then after that, we cooled down 5 minutes on the tread, and then we screwed out of there faster than anyone could ever believe, because I wanted to die. And then we just stopped at the grocery store, and I can't hold back, as if I didn't go to the grocery store earlier today while I was at work, because I work in the Plaza grocery store. And I went again. So I picked up some salam. Mm. Kisses to the chef on that one. American cheese. We got some pesto. We got some 2 jalapenos because I found a recipe for zucchini stuffed jalapeno popper. Wait, jalapeno popper stuffed zucchini. Yes, you heard that right. So I had to pick up some jalapenos because Walmart had none, which I don't know why. They just didn't have any peppers. They literally had none. Like, for peppers, not bell peppers because we don't count those. But, excuse me. Well, all right. So we got two of those. I got Mandy. What did I get you, Mandy?
A singular orange.
A singular orange. And then I picked up some pita bread. Some garlic hummus. Oh, garlic hummus. Sorry, I'm thinking about going home and eating that. Oh, food. Oh, my God. Guys, I don't know what's wrong with me. Oh, God, I don't know. I asked Mandy, have I not been a wreck for the past 4.5 hours I've been with you?
An emotional roller coaster.
I really don't know what's wrong with me, guys. I think I have brain problems because I just can't stop thinking about things and crying, getting excited about them. Like, I just think about meat and cheese, and I just want to pass away because I'm excited. Like, I can't wait to... I forgot that I bought garlic hummus. And I can't wait to scoop the shit out of that on some pita bread. No, it's PM. I can't. It's nighttime. I can't. Guys, this is what I do. I fight with myself all day in my brain. Because it doesn't make sense. And my brain says one thing. And I'm just like, wait. Then I'm like, no. Okay. So, basically... Oh, no. So, we went to the gym. Now, my... This is why we don't do podcasts in the car, but you know, I'm a working bitch. I'm working bitch. Ain't got no time for blip. It's a blank because I can't say that word. Dick. That's what the song. Okay, I'm falling off topic. All right, so we talked about necessities, things I buy every time I go to the grocery store. Then we walked into supplements where I talked about all the things and the brands that I recommend and whatever. You know, obviously, I guess for a disclaimer, I have to say, if you don't know if you should be taking it, go to the doctor. I don't. That's fine. Don't follow my directions. But I've been fine doing just that. But, and now we're just going to talk about some tips and tricks for body posy. Hashtag. Okay. So basically, to be body posy and, you know, just say, screw it. I'm large and in charge, like me. And, you know, I'm gonna do some, I don't know, things Mitty doesn't like, okay? Death steps. But I forced that bitch to do them today. Did I not?
Yeah, they weren't that bad.
But the other ones are bad? I asked her to do steps and kick at the top, and she wouldn't do it.
Back to the anxiety.
Kicking your foot up? Why? I just want to know. This is like, this is so we can learn things. From somebody like you, and you're, why does it give you anxiety?
Because I have anxiety.
If you put that aside, what does kicking your foot up at the top of a step make you think about?
Are people looking at me?
Okay, but we were just dealing with the
room. I understand.
Okay, I'm just... Okay, no, but for real guys, I'm just trying to, you know, figure it out. Because that just makes sense. I just don't understand. That's me.
I don't understand either.
What?
Me.
Oh. I was like, what? So, basically, you just have to push yourself. Instead of saying, I'm fat and people are looking at me. Everyone does, besides me, because like, I just don't care at this point. why the hell would I care? Because nobody likes me anyway. Anyways, oh my God. Anyways, so basically you're just like, the hell. And, but the thing, this is a topic I always, or example I always say. In college, I would starve. If somebody could not come to dinner with me, which was, it would happen pretty often. If someone was, like, I asked all my friends and they either had class or they weren't on campus or they were busy or they were studying and they couldn't come to dinner with me, I would not go to the dining hall. I would stay in my room and starve, basically. I would ignore my hunger and go to bed. Because I just did not like going to the dining hall alone because I don't like people looking at me. But then, you think about it. At the when you're out, I don't know, out to eat at a restaurant or in school, if you're in college and you're... When you're in the dining hall, do you look at the bigger people and stare at them while they're getting food? No. So other people aren't doing it to you.
Some people are.
But no, Mitty, shut up. You can't think like that. That's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, okay.
So like at the gym, are you looking at other people in disgust?
No.
No one's looking in disgust at you. You kind of have to put yourself in their in your own shoes and be like, hey, do I do this? Then why do I think other people are going to do this to me? You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's why I'm kind of just like, dude, I'm not staring at the bigger person that's just as big as me, if not more. I'm not staring at them and being like, ugh, look at that fat roll go. No. I'm not. I'm just going to make my fat rolls go. Because hell yeah, power to the fat roll. You know what I mean? So put yourself in like your own like shoes sort of thing. Like put yourself out of your body. Place yourself in shoes at the gym. Or in whatever location you feel like people are going to be looking at you. And just say, you know what? You're right. I'm just going to bust my mother trucking a-hole. Sorry, I had to get some, like, emotions out of that one. Just push your mother trucking a-hole and do it. Don't think about other people. Think about, this is going to be morbid, you almost on your deathbed. If you don't do your workout.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and that was a little morbid, but everyone who knows me, morbid is my friend. Guys, I'm really sorry. It's 11:42 p.m. and I just don't know how to live. But it's true. It's like I said to Mandy earlier. She said, what was it? I don't remember. It was something. It was before we tried to do a workout, and Mandy said something along the lines of, like, I don't want to do this, or something about, like, her heart or something, or saying, like, I'm going to die. And I said, Mandy, if you don't do this, we're going to die regardless, whether you do it or not, so let's just do it, right? Like,
right.
And she was like, all right. That's because it's true, because, like I said earlier at the beginning of the episode, I am a fat bee, 330 pounds, 5'3", I'm large and in charge, dying. You know what I mean? So, like, would I rather die at the gym doing good or just die at home eating chips and being lazy mama trucker?
Right.
Truth is the truth, you know what I mean? But aside from that and putting yourself in your other shoes and pushing yourself to do shit, you just have to, like, don't keep looking at yourself in terms of looks, because then you're just, like, canceling out everything else, like, about you. I feel like for me, I'm large. And I don't have, you know, a good-looking bod, but I'm still body positive, and I love myself as a collective because I think about all the things I've accomplished as a person, and then I kind of give myself credit for those and say, you know what? Yeah, I'm a boss-ass bitch. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm large, but I'm still a boss-ass bitch. You have to put it together. That's how, I think that's basically how I came to, you know, love myself. Because I was like, you know what, I've been through this, I've done this, I've accomplished this, and I've done all this, and I'm still large and in charge. I'm still a badass bitch. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like most people, like you, for instance, that scale I posted on Facebook, zero.
Yes.
No!
Well, I think I was just messing around.
You
I
were.
Think, like, I'm
you're like me, plain.
Yeah,
I can tell. I know how you feel. But, like, for me, like, there was a thing I posted online, and it was, like, whatever you think about yourself. Like, zero being grotesque, one being nasty, two being ugly, and then three being something, four being something, five being plain, and then above that, you're, like, beautiful, gorgeous, whatever. I picked plain because I think I'm pretty when I have makeup on. But when I'm just me, like I am right now, leggings, that's all I wear, tank top, hair in a bun, per usual, I think I'm plain. I don't think I'm hot. I don't think I'm hideous. You know what I mean? I think I'm a plain Jane. You know what I mean? But these muscles are going to get me to a pretty bitch. What? My sister thinks I'm nuts. It's fine. You know what's nuts? Guys, I went to Price Chopper. I bought sandwich meat, as we said. I got in the car and started eating sandwich meat out of the bag. Like, what did I say? Like a barbarian? Well, yeah. I was eating like a barbarian. And you know what? It's fine, because I was hungry. I'm picking my nose. That's a cop. Guys, I don't know why I decided to finish this episode in the car right now, but it's been literally over a month since I last posted on my podcast, and I feel that while I needed to update you guys with all the places this podcast is available now, I figured I'd catch up, let y'all know what's going on and why I was gone for that month, and kind of update y'all. So that's what the whole point of this was. But it was also a point to update you and then tell you, continue on, because one of the updates was that I was a little depressed, as we listened, and that I was trying to lose weight. So I kind of wanted to help guide that. But basically, I'm going to end this on being a badass. You know what? Just don't care. I know it's hard and it's easier said than done. But I mean, if I cannot care about what people think, what people say, then I can bust my ass. I can't do no burpees. My fat sack gets in the way. But I can do steps. I can do crunches. I can do a lot of things that other people can't. So you kind of have to think of what you can do and be thankful that you can do them. Am I right? Yes, I'm right. Watch my 600-pound life. You'll be very happy to be where you are today. I can tell you that much. But it's 11:47. I'm going to sign off. Mandy, say peace.
Peace.
And again, thank you for listening to Raw Talk. A lot of them are going to be health and fitness related until I get some, you know, more serious people on here. So politics and mental health and stuff like that. But again, that's it for this episode. Oh boy. I'm sorry for my 1 month absence, and I will see you guys again probably on Sunday just to get myself back in that Sunday routine. So thank you. Thank you guys. This is Sarah signing off of Raw Talk. Goodbye.